provided military, economic and political support for the atrocity, compounding the devastation it has wrought for the Palestinians. In this assault, the sixth and most egregious in 16 years, Israel has killed more than 30,000 Palestinians, including 13,000 children, more than the children killed in all conflicts worldwide in four previous years. Journalists, doctors, nurses, artists, academics, engineers, scientists, and their family members, a whole society has been targeted. A further 12,000 Palestinians are reported missing, most presumed dead. Some 71,000 Palestinians are reported missing, some 71,000 are injured, most with life-changing wounds, made worse by the decimation of the healthcare system and overwhelming unsanitary conditions created in Gaza. In the first 2 weeks, Israel prevented all humanitarian aid from entering Gaza, and in the ensuing months, it has imposed extreme restrictions of water, food, electricity, and fuel. Israel has blocked the entry of medical supplies, including anesthetics, incubators, and even baby formula. Convoys have hardly reached northern Gaza. The deliberate policy has induced rapid and sustained severe food insecurity in the entire population, with those trapped in the north forced to eat animal feed and grass. The occupying power has also undermined UNRWA, the main lifeline to Palestinians in Gaza. Growing numbers of Palestinians are dying of starvation as we speak. And the hostages and their families have also not escaped these devastating circumstances. The collective scars of those who survive are certain to last generations. In the initial weeks of the assault, Israeli forces killed around 250 Palestinians daily through an apocalyptic arsenal of weaponry on one of the most densely populated places on Earth. 25,000 tons of explosives, equivalent to two nuclear bombs, unguided munitions, and hundreds of 2,000-pound bunker busters were used to level entire neighborhoods. The ground offensive changed the pattern, but not the scale of destruction. In less than 6 months, Israel has destroyed Gaza, erasing or severely damaging almost all civilian infrastructure and agricultural land, most of homes, healthcare facilities, telecommunication infrastructure, every university, most educational facilities, municipal services, mosques and churches, and innumerable cultural heritage sites, which are integral to the social fabric of Palestine. Israeli soldiers have published footage boasting about their killing of families, mothers, children, the bombing of homes, mosques, and schools. Self-incriminating videos show them sadistically mocking and humiliating their Palestinian victims, not only by violating their physical integrity and right to life, but also their dignity, their most intimate possessions and spaces that the soldiers have entered and looted, and by desecrating cemeteries and places of worship. When the ground offensive started, the number of daily casualties seemed to reduce, but in fact, the level of atrocities increased. Mass disappearance and arbitrary detentions, widespread and systematic torture and inhumane treatment add to the experience of endless death and loss. Desperate people had to search through rubble with their bare hands. Many have been unable to bury and grieve loved ones. These acts of genocide have been motivated by vehement anti-Palestinian discourse, which characterizes the entire Palestinian people in Gaza as enemies to be eradicated or forcibly removed. This rhetoric has been pervasive across all segments of Israeli society. That Israeli high-ranking officials with command authority routinely called on soldiers to annihilate the people of Gaza is compelling evidence of explicit and public incitement to commit genocide. Evidence further indicates that this genocidal incitement has been internalized and acted upon by soldiers on the ground. One of my key findings is that Israel's executive and military leadership and soldiers have intentionally distorted rules of international humanitarian law, distinction, proportionality, and precaution in an attempt to legitimize genocidal violence against the Palestinian people. by deliberately stretching the definitions of human shield, evacuation orders, warnings, safe zones, collateral damage, and medical protection, Israel has used their protective function as humanitarian camouflage, with the effect of concealing patterns of conduct from which the only inference can reasonably be drawn is a state policy of genocidal violence against the Palestinians. Blurring the distinction between protected civilians or civilian infrastructure and combatants or legitimate military targets, Israel has effectively characterized the whole civilian population in Gaza as human shields or terrorist accomplices as a matter of legal policy. Those who managed to evacuate to areas that Israel defined as safe humanitarian zones have been met with further attacks, their deaths and injuries justified as collateral damage. By making repeated claims which have been systematically discredited that Hamas used hospitals as operation centers, Israel appears to be operating on the premise that if you tell a lie long enough, people will believe it. Israel has used the camouflage of humanitarian law to characterize the entire Palestinian people and life-sustaining and life-saving infrastructure of Gaza as targetable, killable, destroyable. Israel has attempted to legitimize, for example, the devastations of Gaza's medical infrastructure, which has led to potentially thousands of additional deaths, life-changing injuries and trauma. IHL has thus been distorted to justify a war of annihilation. In light of this, I find that there are reasonable grounds to believe that the threshold indicating the commission of the crime of genocide against Palestinians as a group in Gaza has been met. Specifically, Israel has committed three acts of genocide with the requisite intent, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part, and imposing measures intended to prevent birth within the group. The genocide in Gaza is the most extreme stage of a long-standing settler colonial process of erasure of the native Palestinians. For over 76 years, this process has oppressed the Palestinians as a people in every way imaginable, crushing their inalienable right to self-determination demographically, economically, territorially, culturally and politically. Israel has attempted to displace them, expropriate their land and other resources, and ultimately replace them. The colonial amnesia of the West has condoned Israel's colonial settler project from the violent history of the very birth of the State of Israel to its oppressive occupation since 1967, the crippling closure of Gaza since 1993, and its military assaults on Gaza since 2007. The world now sees the bitter fruit of the impunity afforded to Israel. This was a tragedy foretold. While the International Criminal Court will have to deliberate, the International Criminal Court will have to investigate, it is my responsibility to remind you that the Genocide Convention includes a jus cogens norm and erga omnes obligation to prevent the commission of genocide, a reality the International Court of Justice recognized as plausible exactly 2 months ago. The time for states to act was then, and as they did not, the time is now. In this darkest hour, the international community cannot continue to ignore that it's Israel's project to rid Palestine of Palestinians in defiance of international law and the world's failure to call Israel to account that has led to genocide laid bare in Gaza. Denial of the reality and the continuation of Israel's impunity and exceptionalism is no longer viable, especially in light of yesterday's binding Security Council resolution. I implore member states to abide by their obligations, which start with imposing an arms embargo and sanctions on Israel, and so ensure that the future does not continue to repeat itself. Thank you.
I thank you.
Okay, if you were just joining us, we were just listening to the UN Special Rapporteur, Francesca Albanese presenting her report to the Human Rights Council, saying that there are reasonable grounds that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza.